God, I love that song.
Small Things.
Welcome to the 16th episode of Charlie and Me. That's two solid...
That's 4 months, dude.
4 months. I almost said 2 months.
Don't shortchange us. Don't shortchange us.
If you're not our friends and family, I don't know why you're listening, but thank you. We're coming to you live from Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas.
Charlie had a good night last night. I had a not-so-good night last night, but... We're all around. We're living the dream.
One of us had to win.
Somebody's got to win. Somebody's got to lose. That's the game.
Let's play two,
Ernie. But yeah, Vegas is interesting.
By interesting, he means awesome, fun, totally worth it, best time of his life.
Yeah, I'm coming from a little darker perspective than he is, but yes, it's a fun place. Today, I might stay away from the tables till this evening. We're recording this on a Saturday. You listen to it come out on a Tuesday. But whatever. Let's hop into it here.
Let's do it.
Update.
I'm winning.
Vegas. it goes quick.
Next.
The update was quick. We're in Vegas. We got a fun show planned out. And after that, we're going to sit by the pool all day. So...
Sports betting. There's the Belmont's on.
Oh, yeah, Belmont's on today. Got to gamble the Belmont. It's actually coming up
soon. We're going to rapid fire this, and then we're going to go...
Then I'm going to go throw all my money on the Belmont.
Podium. We got...
this is a good one.
In light of us flying here, we're going to do podiums of people in airports. It can either be good or it can be bad. It's probably going to be bad. So, Grant, lead us off. Number one person... At airport.
The number one is the person that tries to speak to you when you have your headphones in.
Dude, it's like, I might not even be listening to music.
It doesn't matter if
I'm
listening
to anything. Just because they're in, that's like my do not disturb side.
If they're in, we're not talking. And that's the point of me putting those on. It always happens, though. I was sitting in the airport this time, and this lady's like, just starts trying to talk to me. I was like, I want to talk to you. You look nice. But I also just want to talk. And we were talking on the phone. I was talking to you.
Yeah, like you just want to talk to me. It's all you want
to
do.
Yeah, and she just assumes that I'm not talking on the phone and listening to music and just wants to, like, cut me off. It was really weird. What do you got?
My number one is the person in the security line who has clearly flown before because they got, like, all the bag tags still on their bags from all the old trips but doesn't know what's going on in security.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, go through it, beeps, and to go back and, like, take, oh, yeah, sorry, I had my metal handkerchief or something. I had
my metal handkerchief. That's going to be a tough one to blow your nose with.
Yeah, it's like, they go through, it's like, oh, I didn't know I could. Yeah, it's like, no, you take your shoes off, take your belt, have your baggie with liquids ready, and if you have an iPad or laptop, you take it out, and you go.
Yeah.
And you pack those things on top.
The security line, I feel like they could be more efficient, the security line.
It's not
they
that
need to learn
bad.
About queuing theory.
I love the dogs, the bomb dogs. Have you ever had those sniffer dogs?
Sniffer dog. Well, I was playing
the hardest. The hardest part is just not petting them.
You just want to touch them.
I don't want to touch them.
I just want to get on the floor and roll around.
Yeah,
with the dog.
Let's just play fetch.
The dog would bite your face off, and it'd be awesome.
I can't. Yeah. So I didn't have that. But, I mean, I only waited in line one person. I only waited one person in line.
Yeah.
But that one person didn't know what they were doing.
I mean, I was flying out of Des Moines, so really, like, at the end of the day, I had a pretty. It was pretty easy. You know, probably a 15-person line at most. But yeah, I'd say my next one is probably, I'm kind of impartial to this, but the TSA pre-check people.
Yeah.
When in Des Moines, we have like 15 people in line and then just one person all of a sudden's in the front. It's like, you can't wait for 15 people. You're that much better than 15 people.
Hey, mom and dad, remember when that happened to you?
Oh.
They're the pre-people.
Are they?
No, they got it randomly. They were randomly selected.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. But yeah, nothing against it. I don't know, but still.
My number two is going to be the people when they get on the plane and they're going to put their bag in the overhead storage. Great on you. I mean, that's what I do. Keep more leg room. But then they proceed to empty their whole bag out. And so they sit there in their seat, like in the aisle, and just take everything out of their bag. And then put the bag on top. Like, mm-hmm. It's like,
what's the point of the bag?
It's like, at that point, it's like, fix something. Just fix something. You can do better.
What was the point of the bag at that point?
Yeah.
Another one, the last one I had, We're leaving out a crucial one, but we'll get to that after this.
Yeah.
But the people that right after the plane lands and the, like, open the doors, you can unbuckle your seatbelt, just dart to the front.
I like the people in the back of the plane who do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People in the back just run to the front. It's like, really?
It's like, dude, you're in the last seat.
Yeah.
It's part of the job.
Yeah. You got to go down with your ship in the last seat.
Yeah, you stay there.
Unless you're exiting out the back.
As I say,
nice.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci. It's a sponsorship of this trip. Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
Goodbye.
I speak the third most Italian. What do you mean? I don't speak any Italian. Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. My third one, got a little sappy here.
Uh-oh.
The pilot.
Ooh.
I'm going a good person.
Oh, man.
They're the ones who get us there.
Oh, man, yeah. We had to watch the movie Flight.
Yeah.
Denzel Washington.
I love flying upside down.
He got himself there, too.
I tried to request it every time. Like, can you do a flippy flip?
Yeah, we can do a flippy flip. A little flippity flip.
So the one we left out.
We definitely leave out.
We left it on purpose because we both just are flabbergasted by these people. The people who clap when you get off, like when the plane lands.
The plane hits the ground. Everyone's like this. The white guy in the back, the 40-year-old dad starts clapping because there was a little bit of turbulence.
I'm just like, if you need to celebrate landing that much, like, are you sure you want to be flying?
Yeah. Maybe you shouldn't have taken off to begin with. Maybe you should have drove. Yeah. It cracks me up.
There's some good flying stories. Like when I was going out to Portland in high school, a couple of my buddies had never flown before, and we're on that flight. And we're leaving out of Des Moines, and there's a bunch of turbulence. I love turbulence. So we're bouncing around, and I was like, stone cold, look over. I'm like, this has never happened before. This is not good. And the guy started, like, pooping his pants.
Just got so nervous. That's like Colin Kiley.
Yeah, yeah.
Just never flown before in his life. Got super nervous. They had to buy him TV on like, a two-hour flight.
To preoccupy him. Keep him occupied. Another one, same trip, different flight though. A couple of us were sitting in the back, we're trying to do our math homework.
Nice.
And
congrats.
It was like algebra or something.
Smart.
Nothing too bad.
Nerd.
And the flight attendant walks by and goes, what are you doing? And I'm like, math homework. She goes, that's not math. And it looks more like English. There's so many letters. And I'm like, oh yeah. That's when I realized math is a foreign language.
Yeah. To a lot of people. Well, we got a good interview planned out for you guys here, so we'll bring him on and we will get going. And now we welcome on a good friend of
the podcast.
I'm a
former
good,
roommate.
Former roommate.
LGC.
A representative of the Jackson clan, Nick Jackson.
Woo! Yeah! Oh yeah! Woo!
This is an all in person. This might be our first all in person.
Yeah.
100% all in person.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci. Technology is not against us today. So Nick, welcome on.
I'm excited to be part of history, the first all in person interview.
Yeah, you should be honored.
Good.
Yeah, you might also be. This is a little racist, but you might also be the first person that's not.
You know, I was gonna ask if I was the first, you know, piece of diversity you guys had on the show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We waited 4 months to make that.
I guess that's what we get for going to school, like at Dowling, at St. Thomas.
I didn't go to Dowling.
I know, but I did. And that's all. I'm the only one who matters.
Yeah, so welcome on. Thanks.
I'm
for,
happy to be here.
Thanks for filling a credit for us.
Okay,
absolutely.
Before Grant says the first question, it's going to be a shocker. What it's going to be.
Do you know it?
Do I know the first question? No.
You probably do.
Oh,
What's your favorite Charlie and Me moment?
There we go.
Oh. So I got to be honest, I'm not really a listener. I haven't listened before.
We're going to pause this. Sorry, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we're going to go beat him up. So this interview is now over.
Whack, smack, I like whack.
Actually, I did listen to Austin's, and
that was a pretty
bad
We've
gotten one. A lot better since
that.
Was
that.
Okay.
The first,
yeah, that was the
first
very
one.
First one.
We built
so
some structure in.
I listened to that spelling bee, and then I listened to when you guys called Austin and his dad, and they were at the Wild game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I remember, like...
We didn't plan that.
That was very unplanned.
Yeah, I could kind of tell. And then at the same time, like, you were asking questions, and obviously they were at a Wild game, so it was very loud, so they couldn't hear what you were saying.
The quality was pretty good.
Yeah, that was a great interview.
Yeah, we thought it through a little bit more since then.
Okay,
and
good.
And we've decided to build some more structure and actually ask people if they want to be on our show, opposed to just calling
just
them.
Just calling them out of the
blue. We liked the novelty idea of...
Yeah.
Like the friendly update where you just call someone and randomly and they start talking to them.
It's just a raw interview.
The thing is, unlike you and me, not everyone answers right away.
Yeah, yeah. Charlie and I call each other, we answer right away.
That's actually nice. I typically don't answer the phone unless it's my mom. Even at work.
Jeez.
My boss listening.
It's my boss listening. I'm going to send it to him.
Now he is.
Her, him, I don't know. But
It's a him.
Anyway, what's your favorite Charlie and Me moment?
That I was just saying that, that the only one I've listened to was
no,
that
Austin no, 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 Charlie just, and Me.
Oh, like off the show.
Has nothing to do with the show. Okay.
I mean, I'm honored that you immediately went to the podcast.
You phrased it. You're my favorite Charlie and Me moment.
That's the point. It's okay. Charlie and Me. Okay.
So I'm assuming it was the podcast, right?
Okay. Well, you tried.
I like that.
That was good. We're now a couple.
You guys have always have been in my book, honestly.
No, that's his favorite story.
That's my favorite story. Let's see here. I got a couple that I really like from both of these guys. So first, I'll start with Charlie. One of my most vivid memories of college was the interconference party your freshman year, my sophomore year. You were the first one into the house that night.
Keep it a little PG here.
Oh, yes. You had on a glorious swimsuit.
Just outfit. Yeah. Let's say outfit.
Yeah, outfit. You had on a glorious
outfit. Was it a men's or women's?
It was not a men's swimsuit.
It was neutral.
Yes, it was gender neutral.
It was 2018.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It was like leopard print, and you walked in. Let's just say you'd had a couple of cocktails.
The thing is, I didn't. I was the first one.
You were the first one there.
There's
no time. Like after we left the LGC.
Yeah.
You were the first one in the door, and you were looking good. You had a good night.
I brought it.
You did.
Next.
The next moment. Actually, another Charlie one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It never goes this way.
Okay. So, my birthday. I think it was my senior year.
22 Asia.
Yeah.
Was it my senior year? Yeah.
Was it that 22 Asia? That was the best.
No, there's not even this.
Oh.
It was actually on my birthday, Charlie
and finals week.
Yeah. During finals week. I think I was done with finals.
So I was studying.
Yeah. Definitely. Charlie was studying. But it was on my birthday, so he and our roommate Dylan took me out to lunch.
Oh, yeah.
And we went to Buffalo Wild Wings or something, and then I had a couple drinks at lunch. And eventually we went back to the LGC back home, and I kept drinking. And at some point, I ended up passed out in the backyard of our house.
I was done with finals. I remember this.
And so I was laying there in the backyard, and I remember Charlie gets up on the balcony with a putter, and he starts putting balls off the balcony, trying to hit me as I'm passed out of the backyard.
I'm on the second floor balcony.
Yeah.
That was
putting
great.
It down.
Just dropping them off.
Yep. And then we went to Devani's. But we left him
and
in
you
the
didn't
yard.
Even, you didn't wake me up on my birthday. You went and got pizza without
me. We brought
me.
It back to you.
Yeah, I heard someone just put pizza in my mouth.
Yeah, we were trying to feed
that's
you.
That's good. Seems like a choking hazard, but I don't know.
No, you were good.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow, two stories for me.
That was a good one. It usually doesn't go that way. Usually,
more grand stories?
You don't have to. Yeah, it's usually just people just ripping me apart.
We'll just we'll kind of continue on with that. Kind of going off this. You know, everyone here, we're big golfers. We like to golf.
Right.
So I want to know, do you have any, like, favorite golfing memories from golfing with Grant and I? Or, like, just any more, like, things that stick out in your mind?
Yeah, actually. One time, the three of us were playing with Tommy Linder over at Como Park.
Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy Linder, great guy.
Blue pants.
Yes, blue pants. Yes. And I remember he was, like, he was pretty nervous when we teed off. Like, I think he was kind of intimidated because you guys are, you know, pretty good golfers. And
oh, shucks.
Yeah, we're not, but.
Well.
I am.
We can play the part.
Yes. You looked the part, too. So, anyways, I remember Tommy was pretty nervous, and we were on the second tee, and he pulls driver, right? And there's this
like
tree
a
that's
260
like.
260-yard hole,
yeah,
and he pulls driver.
Pulls driver, right? Okay, and there's this tree just to the right of the tee box, maybe like literally 10 yards
angle.
Down the fairway.
45-degree
right?
angle.
Yeah. Way to the right.
If not 60 degrees.
Tommy is like.
He's a lefty.
Visibly nervous. He's a lefty, yeah. He winds up and just pounds his driver straight into the tree.
Like just square into the middle of the
square
trunk.
Square in the middle of the tree. Just the you can see like sawdust just fly off the tree. It was incredible. The ball, I don't even know where it ended up, but it was one of the more.
No, but the best part about that story is didn't he?
He did it again.
He pulled out another ball.
Did he? I don't remember that.
He did it twice.
He did it again?
He did it twice. Back to back.
I don't remember the second one. It's okay.
That guy's got a repeating swing.
Yeah.
That's really where I lost it.
He's a model of consistency right there, you can tell.
Remember that was amazing.
Yeah.
Was that the time that I ran the track meet even though I was like really sick just so I could go golf?
Yes, it was. Yeah, that was the day.
He basically lost the girls' race
race.
No, Emily Gopinski beat him.
But by like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I remember Casey's mom in that race. I was with one lap to go. She was cheering for me so hard, and I was like, "Mrs. Hallmeyer, thank you, but But this is not good.
You were looking
at it. You got the pity clap. You got the pity clap.
I got the pity clap.
It was pretty funny. What about the time I played with you and Jeff?
I was just going to say, yeah, remember it was
Fourth of July?
Yeah, okay. So Grant, my dad, and I played golf 4th of July 1 year. And we get to this par 3. And basically, it's a par 3. You got to carry the whole thing. There's like there's a retaining wall of rock just in front of the green. And below the wall, there's just like a huge –
it looks like Mars.
A beach or Mars.
It looks like Mars.
Yeah.
Literally, you're off in Mars.
Yeah, exactly. So you got to carry the whole thing. You got to carry the retaining wall to land the ball on the green, right? Grant doesn't quite get there with his tee shot.
I was so
sure.
Close. I was literally –
he was close.
It was going to be – if it would have hit the grass, it would have rolled forward.
It would have been good. Great. It was looking good. I do remember it was on a great line. But unfortunately, he came up a little short, right? And so he hits
like
this
always.
Retaining – oh, nice, dude. So his ball hits this retaining wall and just flies off into this desert that we're playing in.
I mean, I'm 50 yards into this desert, and I have 20 yards uphill to go.
It was incredible. And it's sand, right? I'm not sure. I'm actually impressed you got out of there at all.
Grant's bunker game isn't the best either.
My bunker game is it's my long bunker game. My short bunker game is fine. The long bunker game, I have no clue what I'm doing. I don't know where the ball's going to go.
Honestly, I was impressed you got out of that situation. I thought you might just have to, like, throw the ball.
I mean, I took an 8 in the par 3, but...
Yeah, that was a good day. I've never seen anything like that.
That was unreal. That was a fun course.
I like that one.
Okay, changing the tides a little bit.
All right.
Great transition. But, so I went to college with my sister for 1 year, and I know you did as well, for a little longer than 1 year, but yeah.
Yeah.
So what was it like going to school with your sister? Because I know for me, it was always, you know, nice to see a friendly face.
Definitely.
We would happen to run into each other like once a week, usually.
Yeah.
Or just go get like breakfast or something. So.
Yeah, I kind of the same experience. You know, I really liked going to school, Taylor. And for a while there, she was also on the cross-country track team, so it was kind of nice. We could bond over that.
Yeah.
But then, you know, just like you mentioned, you know, I could go eat lunch or dinner with her anytime I wanted to. So it was kind of nice just to have that friendly face, just someone to, you know, talk to or confide in when I was at school.
Yeah.
So what was it like when you had like you guys hung out in the same friend groups, and I'm sure you caught a lot of shit.
Yeah, well, all the time. Yeah, mm-hmm. That happened in high school too, because our friend groups mixed in high school a little bit. Yeah, mingled. You could do either way. Either word works.
Congrats to the co-eds.
Thank you. Yeah. So yeah, both in high school and college, I took a lot of shit from my friends because, you know, my sister's hanging around us. And,
but it's family. So.
Oh yeah, right. So yeah, it was all in good fun. But yeah, I definitely took a lot of heat for that. But you know, I enjoyed having her around.
Nice.
That's good. Yeah, having a twin. We were always separated as much as possible.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we were together
all the time.
Every other time.
Yeah. I mean, you spent 9 months literally right next
to her. 9 months like cuddling.
Yeah, it's tough to get much closer.
Basically cuddled for 9 months.
Yeah.
Congrats on the cuddle.
Thanks, man. I like her. She's nice. But yeah, I can see. I don't know if going to college together we would have. I think it would have been good. I like her and we get along really well.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think there's like, you know.
Probably allowed you to be you.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Right, you guys kind of did your own thing.
Yeah. And that's good. That's good.
Did she end up going to like Milan or something?
She did study. She studied in Milan.
Okay, nice.
My mom wouldn't let me study abroad. She said
I see the favorite is.
She said I studied too many.
I was going to say, Green already studied abroad.
Ah, there it is.
that's her words, not mine.
Thank you, Mrs. Study.
Yes.
So, you're a finance guy.
Working, I pretend to be.
Working in the finance world.
Yes.
Living the dream.
Wouldn't call it the dream.
I'm a fake finance guy.
If you're a fake finance guy, then what am I? Jeez.
The Michelin man.
And I like that.
There you go. There you go. I was going to say Pillsbury Doughboy, but...
either way.
You got to add the hee-hee in there.
Yeah.
Pillsbury Doughboy.
I don't think that's how it goes. That's like Skunk in the Barnyard, PU. That's what it sounded like. What's the most boring part of finance? What's the part of finance that you like? You love finance. You're all about it because you like finance.
I do.
But what's the most boring thing in finance? Like, if your boss gave you a job tomorrow, he's probably listening to this because you don't.
Because we're a big podcast.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to, you know, say something that would reflect badly on me as an employee. So, I mean, assuming my boss is listening.
Before you say that, we did do a whole segment on what we do to waste time.
Yeah, we did do that.
Oh, okay.
At work.
Yeah, at work. Yeah. Oh, I do a lot of that. Yeah. I'll scroll through Instagram, Twitter, you know, pretty frequently. But
that's it.
Just kidding. Well,
we're gonna keep going.
Facebook.
Answer the question.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So the most boring piece of finance to me.
Making money.
Yeah. Nobody likes that, right? Gosh, I don't know. The most boring piece of finance.
I think for me, it'd probably be. And I actually enjoy this a little bit, but it gets...
How is it boring then?
It gets boring sometimes. Like reading through 10K statements, reading through annual reports.
Okay, those are extremely dry.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, so like that's pretty dull, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, for me personally, I don't really do a whole lot of front office stuff, so I'm not doing any trading, so I don't have to read a lot of those kind of things. I guess for me, the most boring part of it would be I'm on the operations side of finance, right? So I'm not dealing with, you know, people buying and selling securities. I'm more dealing with what happens afterwards. So that can kind of get a little bit repetitive in that everything I see every day is the same. So I guess just the repetition of it does get a little dry.
Yeah. That makes sense. It's definitely a... It's like a... It's a more fun accounting, I like to think.
Exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, makes sense. So...
Last question here for you.
All right.
Tattoo question. If you were to get a tattoo, what would it be? Where would you put it? I like to remind all our guests, Grant's face is an option.
Where are you going to put my face?
Wait, I could put...
Where are you going to put my face that it hasn't been?
Well, if I... his face has been all over my butt, his mouth.
Oh.
If I was going to get a tattoo, though... I've actually never thought about getting one. They're not really something that appeals to me all that much.
That's not an option.
I know. I think to get... I think my stance on tattoos is you got to have a good reason to get one.
Okay.
And I think a lot of times that stems from, like, an event that happens. There's something happens in your personal life.
Sure.
And you want something to, you know, kind of memorialize that.
Yeah.
I really haven't had an experience like that, fortunately. That I need to, like...
Well, fortunately or unfortunately.
Either way, yes.
Could be a good or a bad
yes.
thing. Qualify for the Olympics, get the Olympic rings.
I would do that. I think I'd do that. Maybe it would make me a bit of a douche, but I think I would do
no.
that.
But if you qualify for the Olympics, you're already a douche.
How does it make you a douche? Just making the Olympics.
Like 90% of pro athletes are douchebags.
Fair enough. You kind of got to be cocky to be that good, though.
I don't have anything against it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay. So if I was going to get a tattoo, it would definitely be something to
compliment
speak
an
to.
Event.
Yeah, something that happened within my family, and I would probably just get it in kind of a cliche spot, like on my chest over the heart or something.
Yeah, on the inside of your wrist.
Yeah,
out of your watch.
Yep, definitely.
Like a titty tattoo, too.
Mm-hmm.
Titties.
Yeah, like, you know, did you see that picture of the girl at the Vegas Golden Knights game?
She just flashed
She's flashing the titties, yeah.
God, what the heck?
I could get a tattoo of that.
That'd be interesting.
Yes.
It'd be interesting. All right. We got a fun game for you now.
All right, perfect.
This is new.
I'm getting too good at spelling, so.
Charlie spells
We're
too
proud
well.
Of you.
Thank you. I think I'm at a third grade level now.
Good.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader, Charlie?
I remember those
auditioning for a while.
Those comments you put on our fantasy leagues message board.
That's where the inspiration came from,
I figured.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But it's called Fear List.
Fear list.
Basically, we'll give you a fear, and you pick whose fear it is.
Okay.
First one, crowds.
That's Charlie.
Nice.
That's a good one. Congrats.
Second
Thank
one,
you.
The future.
That's Grant.
No, that's me.
That's you too?
That's Charlie.
That's
okay.
me.
That's kind of deep.
That was deep.
Spiders.
That's Grant.
Yeah.
That's me too. I'm terrified of spiders.
I'm not super scared of spiders.
What about snakes?
I should have said eating spiders. I bet it's more specific. We know how like they say.
Oh, like you say
you eat spiders
in
your
sleep. Yeah. Okay.
Fun fact about Charlie: I sleep with my mouth closed.
I don't know what. Maybe it crawl up your nose.
And
what
that's
about,
not eating
what
spiders.
What about like,
then.
Spiders that crawl into people's ears?
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they have to use water to drip it out.
And they lay eggs.
Oh,
that's gross.
Yeah. Fearless.
Yeah.
All right. Dying alone.
Oof. Guys, this just got real. I'm gonna offend somebody with this answer, aren't I? I'm gonna say Charlie.
No.
That's Grant.
I'm alone. I'm alone again.
Be single the rest of my life.
My reflection.
Like looking in a mirror?
Yeah. Apparently, it's according to the list here.
I'm gonna go with Grant.
Nope, that's me.
No,
you know that I have enough arrogance that I love looking in a mirror.
Lightning. And the thunder. And the thunder. It's just lightning, though.
Just the lightning?
Yeah.
I'll say Grant.
Good. That's a good one. You also could have done the math, too, and realized there's only one left.
Oh, shoot. I wasn't doing the math.
Yeah,
Lightning. Lightning is actually kind of scary. I didn't think about it.
See, I find Lightning fascinating.
I think Lightning's awesome.
Well, until it hits you or something.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm just scared of getting hit.
Yeah.
And I know that I'm one in a million, so I'm pretty...
We play a lot of golf, so you got to watch out for that.
I'm pretty much going to get hit soon. Yeah. But, Nick, it was a pleasure having you on.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Thanks
happy
for,
to be here.
Thanks for sharing some stories.
Let's have some fun in Vegas.
Rivederci.
Rivederci.
That was Nick Jackson. A lot of fun. A lot of fun. We're in Vegas. We're in Vegas till tomorrow morning, and then we will go back to the real world. But
rough.
Till then, let's do a couple bad marketers. What's our product?
Product is water, because obviously we're drinking a lot of that.
Been drinking a lot of water this week.
Bottled water.
All right, go.
Water, soup for the soul.
Oh, water. Your liver doesn't hate you as much.
Water, your liver hates you, but you're trying to put a Band-Aid on it.
Oh, it's the liver's Band-Aid.
Yeah. Liver's Band-Aid.
The liver's Band-Aid. Water.
Yeah, water.
That's a good one.
Water. Liver's Band-Aid. Water.
Water.
You bracket it with water.
Bracket it. Oh. The original hydration. Water.
Lame.
OG.
Water. When beer isn't good enough.
Ooh. Water. When you had one too many.
Water. When you didn't have one too many.
Or just
but
simply.
Should've.
Or just simply, this isn't even ours. Just mix in a water. Actually, that's a great marketing campaign.
Water, why not?
Water, if it fits, it ships.
Water, it's 70% of you already.
It's about 70,
like
I think. I don't know. I'm not a bio person.
Yeah.
It's well, I mean, you could just go with let's make it 100.
I like that.
Yeah, let's make it 100. Water, let's make it 100.
Water, 0 to 100 real fast.
Oh! Wow, we're going to end on that one. I like that one. That was good. All right, well, we're going to give our quotes here, and then we'll wrap it up and let you guys go about your Tuesday. But, Charlie, I'm going to go first.
Good.
It's the courage to continue that counts. Winston Churchill.
It's the courage to continue that counts?
Yeah.
That's good.
Winston wasn't really a man for words.
No, more cigars.
Yep.
Mine's a little more playful.
Mm-hmm.
It's Rivederci.
Rivederci.
See ya.
Deuces.